There's some spectacular Christmas displays to check out this festive season. Every year in Murray Bridge, the Lights on Ridge catches the attention of locals and visitors. Joining me in studio to tell us about it and Santa's Cave is the community-minded people behind it, Maxine and Michael Swanson. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, good. And you're looking very festive.
Well, somebody's got to get into the spirit in this town.
Yes. I've heard that you sometimes step in for Father Christmas from time to time, Michael.
Quite often. Every year we've done this.
Yep.
And Father Christmas loves to show up.
Oh, that's nice. Why do you do it? Is it a sense of community spirit? Do you just relish the holiday time and Christmas?
It's to give the kids who do get nothing for Christmas something.
Mm.
You know, this town's got a lot of welfare families and kids virtually get nothing for Christmas. They can come to see our display and enjoy it and it's cost you nothing.
Yeah.
It's a totally free thing to come and do for Murray Bridge.
It's good to see the kids smiling and laughing and enjoying themselves, and the adults too.
You've been doing it for quite a long time, haven't you?
Yes, 32 years.
Wow. Has it been every single year?
No, we only missed 1 year because of bad neighbours.
Oh, they weren't into
2010.
Yeah, the Grinch move in.
Yeah, you could call him that.
But that's just an extraordinary effort. Is it different every year? Do you switch things up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is in the same place all the time is the train track, and we just move things around that. And yeah. In the cave, we move things around. I mean, the chair's probably in the same spot, but everything else is sort of moved around every year.
Yeah. Well, what about poor Santa?
And where Santa too.
He sits on the chair.
He gets told where he can go.
Yeah, true. Mrs. Claus does tell him what to do.
Can children come and say g'day to Father Christmas? Can they wish for some things for Chrissy?
Yes.
So, and this year they can sit on his lap again.
Oh, beautiful. Of course, COVID getting in the way. Yeah, that'll be good. So is that on Friday, Saturday nights?
Yes, 8 to 10:30.
And can you just pop in or should you register?
No, just pop in now.
And you get some photos?
Take your own photos, as many as you like.
Oh, beauty.
We're not David Jones. We're not going to charge.
Excellent. And what are some of your favourite things about the display this year?
All of it.
All of it.
You can't pick a favourite. If you come, or what I should say, when you come and have a look,
yeah,
you'll understand.
Okay.
My favourite is the Grinch.
The Grinch. Oh, so the Grinch still is there, right?
It's an infinity light Grinch, the 3D effect.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Is that a new one?
Yes.
Yeah, great. I suppose all year round you'd be kind of keeping an eye out, seeing if there's something cool that you can add in.
Yes.
Or make.
Oh, what have you made?
Your candy canes,
lollipops. Oh, yeah? I made a jack in a box that didn't get out.
You've got an ice skating rink.
Yeah, we've got an ice skating rink.
Oh, cool.
Because we sort of feed off of the North Pole vibes, and that's why the cave's blue, sort of to give the cold effect. And,
oh,
yeah.
Cow over the moon.
Cow over the moon.
And yeah. It actually does move. It's a moving display. So when you come and look at it, you actually see a cow going over the moon.
Is there anything in the cave apart from Father Christmas?
Lots. You've got singers.
Singers?
Yeah. Carolers.
Carolers?
Then you've got candy canes, Grinch, Wilf, Ferris wheel.
Little train set that goes around.
Polar bear.
Aww.
It's quite a lot in there.
And what sort of feedback do you get from people, from families and kids?
We're better than better than John Martin's ever was.
I remember John Martin's. Maxine, what about you? It must be so lovely when you hear from children when they're just absolutely so excited.
Yes, it's great. It's good to hear. And it's good to hear them excited and see them excited. It's the best thing about it, so.
So if we head over to 59 Ridge Road, Murray Bridge, you'll see it's very bright, obviously at night time. Can we pop in? What's the rules?
Just pull up. Off the road.
There are no rules.
Yeah, off the road and just...
As long as you don't touch and break, you'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, all we ask is that there's only one family in the cave at a time because it's not very big.
Yeah.
And that way there's less chance of things being broken.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me in the studio today.
No worries. Thank you.
You're welcome.